Welcome to another episode of the Profitable Audience Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something that literally just happened yesterday. Both Tony and I, we're giving a workshop this entire week. And we had this person who completely decided to spam the live chat for our workshop. And it caused mass disruption, really. And I guess we're going to talk about what happened and what we're going to do about it.
Yeah, it was, it's kind of funny because you told me afterwards that's never happened before. We actually just recorded an episode last week on what to do with haters.
Yes.
But that was in the context of people leaving comments on static things. So people leaving a comment on a YouTube video, people leaving blog comments, people trolling on Facebook or Instagram. We did not talk about what to do when it was happening live, which is probably why we had no idea what to do when it was happening live.
Well, just for context, this has happened before where I had like a heckler, but all I did was just ban their IP and they were gone.
Yeah. So let's talk about, because there's a difference. So we've done a lot of webinars. You've done even more without me. There's a difference between someone who's annoying and someone who's disruptive. So annoying, just to be totally honest, is someone who's asking a lot of questions, who's not paying attention. It's the person that there's a giant button that says to do something and they ask the question of how to do something, or you answer a question and they ask you the same question 4 seconds later. So those people is not what we're talking about. We're not talking about people that are just difficult. We are talking about people that are truly hurting the effectiveness of your webinar or presentation.
Correct. I don't know if you want to give some examples, but this person yesterday was racist.
Yes.
He was bagging on people's questions, ripping on people.
Foul language
to the point where I'm assuming that people were afraid to ask questions. Otherwise, they were going to get attacked.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning and talk about the platform we use to run the webinar.
Do we have to?
We do, because I do. So my initial solution to this was have people input a credit card and pay us to chat, and we would just bill him every time he said something. That was my first solution to this
problem. I spent way too much brain power on this last night because we needed a solution by this morning.
Right.
So there's a couple of options to solve this. Like, I never thought that this would be a huge problem. So just usually, if you have a heckler in there, you just ban them. Like, you ban their IP address, and then they can't come back.
Right. And for our webinars, hold on, we got to give the backstory. We use YouTube, right, to broadcast a private broadcast where people have the link to view it, or unlisted broadcast, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And then we have a chat box below, which is something that you've rigged up.
Yes, because I refuse to pay $10 a month for a live chat. So I have something that I rigged up, yes.
So you can have someone call you a communist.
Is that what you wanted me to say publicly? Yes.
Someone can call you a communist Chinese bleepity bleep in the chat because you don't want to pay $10 a month. But so let's talk about the chat. What requirements do we have for people to get in the chat? I'm not actually sure. I just type my name in and I'm in. Is that what it is?
That's all it is. I wanted to make it as, so before I actually had people log in.
Right.
But then people are like, how do I log in? This is such a pain. And so I just made it so that anyone can just participate in the chat.
Which is one of our principles, really, and a lot of what we do is like lower the barrier to entry as far as allowing people to sign up for the email, getting in the chat. The harder you make it for people, the less likely they are to participate. So the thought process behind removing that was usually the more chatter we have, the better. And it sells more courses and it keeps people on live longer and it encourages people to come on live because of the chat. So making it easy to chat is actually a strategy of ours, but what happened is it backfired yesterday because it was too easy.
Yeah, and just to be clear, this platform that I'm on, that I'm using, does have moderation and everything built in.
It just costs money.
This, no,
son of a gun.
Okay, so this particular spammer was very sophisticated.
Yes.
So I actually had all the moderator controls in front of me, and I was just banning his IP. But he had an unlimited amount of IPs, and it was automatic. So I would ban one IP, he'd have another one. And it was instant, which means that he was using software to do this.
So for someone who does not understand that as well as you do, this person has purchased or downloaded some software that just, as soon as you ban it, it just resets with a new one?
He has like a completely new machine.
Okay.
Like, so he has this like series of machines with different addresses that automatically spawn when I ban one of them. It was pretty sophisticated. I was actually kind of impressed. While I was giving the live presentation,
yeah,
I wasn't impressed. But you know, thinking about it, I was like, okay, this guy's like a professional troll.
Right. So it was interesting because, so we started on Monday, and on Monday he was on the chat, and he was, I would say, definitely needed to be banned, but was borderline. Yes, on Monday he was really only going after you and the things that you said.
Right. Now bother me actually.
But I felt like his comments, and you and I had a conversation afterwards, and you and I didn't totally agree. I felt like a lot of his comments were very racist. I felt like he had some very negative things to say about China in general. And so to me, that's not a place. This is
that's the story of my life, Tony. Maybe that's why I'm desensitized to all those Asian hate comments.
Right. And I'm sure you are. But for me, who, you know, white female, I don't experience a lot of that sort of commentary. So for me, I felt like, because here's the thing. We don't know who's watching these videos or who's on the chat. Like, we only have their names. We don't know how many Asian Americans or Asians or people, you know, people in India. We don't know that percentage of our audience, right? Because we ask people where they're from, but, you know, someone could be from Iowa and be an Asian American. So right. To me, even though I know you deal with these comments regularly, I think as someone who was like watching that, I would be probably, I don't know, maybe I don't know how I'd feel, but I felt offended for people and for you who were watching. And so I felt the first day, even though he was primarily directing it towards you, I felt like he needed to be banned. And so you did ban him the first day.
Right. And then he said, ha ha ha, you're banning my IP. Ha ha.
Yes.
And I was like, oh crap. Okay. And then he started saying stuff like, ah, PHP is inherently insecure. Oh, I see you're using this program. Oh, yes. I see you're... I'm like, uh-oh, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. And so, yeah, I had to go back and just think... That's why I had to spend so much brain power last night trying to figure out what to do. But anyway, so, yeah.
So then yesterday, the second day of the webinar, we thought... We didn't see him right away. So I think we both thought, oh, maybe it worked. Because we didn't know how sophisticated he was the first day. He was just annoying.
Right.
And I felt like very inappropriate. So... The second day, we get in like 5 minutes in. Actually, it was probably 10 minutes in. And everyone's like, oh, thank God he's not here. Like, people that were there the day before were actually commenting on the fact that they were happy he wasn't there because he was a distraction to the content and the education. And then all of a sudden, he appeared again. But he initially, when he appeared on Monday, it got like more and more disruptive as he went. At first, it was like, well, you probably need to know how to speak Chinese to order from China. You know, it was like comments like that where it's like, that could just be an ignorant person's comment. But yesterday, it got more and more aggressive really quickly where he was like, you can't ban my IP.
Right.
And then
exactly.
he started dropping a bunch of links, which I was not going to click on. But like, you know, he probably dropped 20 links in there. And then, you know, it's funny because I think there's two types of people in the world on when this happens. There's the people that just like my personality where I'm like, I'm out. Right. I'll still listen, but I'm not going to ask a question. I'm not going to engage with him. And then there's people like our friend Sean, who's in our class, who came right at the guy and was like, and there was another guy, I think Mike, who came right at him. Well, then this guy goes at Mike and goes at Sean and it's like, you commies, you know, he's saying all this stuff and you're like, what are we doing here? And then it got like he was attacking and then like, you know, some poor like lady named Linda asks a question and then he goes at her. And I was like, all right, you can't mess with Linda. You know, like this is it. So you start presenting and I don't know that you can see the chat because when I present, I don't always see the chat.
I see everything. And I was just, you notice I was a little flustered for like 5 seconds.
You were, but you have such a poker face. I couldn't tell. So I'm texting you, I'm messaging you, and then I started texting your wife because I was thinking if she just happened to be in the house, she could like knock on the door because I didn't know that you saw it. And so my concern was that you would just keep going and going and going. And 40 minutes later, this guy has put in 700 comments.
Well, okay. So my plan was to go to a good stopping point because I didn't want to just stop in the middle.
Yes.
Lose my train of thought. But like while I was talking, I don't know if you've noticed, I was bringing up all the admin tools.
Yes.
Kind of on the side. Because I've given this presentation like a million times. I could do it in my sleep without even listening to myself.
Right.
And so I brought up all the admin tools and I just started banning his IPs. Like when a new one came up, I was doing this while I was talking. I was banning another IP. I figured initially I was like, okay, maybe he only has 4 devices. Mm-hmm. So if I just ban him, you know, he'll run out of devices eventually. I ended up doing it probably 60 or 70 times. So I banned like 60 or 70 IP addresses. And then I knew like at that many, he probably has a pool of machines, like an unlimited pool of machines. So
explain this to me, like sidetrack a minute. What is this just someone who gets their kicks from being a jackass? I mean, really?
You're asking me? I mean, I don't know how to do this. I mean, I'm sure there's a
when you do
out
this,
there,
Steve. How does yeah, how yeah. why?
How do you do well, this, Steve? When you are
well, it, to me, it seems like what in the world? Why would you go after me and you? Right? Like we don't have anything. Like, is it just for fun? Is this just like why would you invest in all this like tools and machines to just?
Well, he must just do it for a living. I mean, he's bored at home. He just wants to get a rise out of people, right? That's why I think it's important not to give a reaction as you're talking.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you give a reaction, then he's accomplished his mission.
Yeah. He's just a bully.
He's just a bully. He's just a troll.
Yeah.
A pretty sophisticated troll. But mainly it's because we didn't require registration on the live chat.
So we get to a stopping point, and this is where it is beneficial. Obviously, a lot of people do webinars by themselves. And when you got to your first stopping point after Jen and I had frantically texted you for 15 minutes, I just took over the questions. And
which
you
was
were,
great. Yeah.
And you were busy just, I don't even know what you were doing, but you were like, da 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 da, like Superman on the keys, right?
Well, I was trying to find what country he was from, because if it was hopefully outside the US or in some obscure country, I would have just banned the entire country.
Yeah.
That was actually my first plan.
We have 872 cities banned now on the chat.
Well, you know, usually these people are from, you know, remote countries.
Right, right.
But he wasn't, actually. He was from Europe, I
Interesting.
Think. It's hard to tell because, you know, he might have machines all over the world. But his first one was from Europe. So I was like, okay, great. I can't just ban Europe.
So my first, not my first question, I've already asked 50. But so you had an advantage. I had an advantage that we were working together. So if I would have known, I don't have access to my wife quit her job, which is where this stuff is hosted. But if it was on Seller Summit or Profitable Audience, I could have gone in and I know how to ban an IP address. So if, you know, we had the benefit of working in tandem, so I took questions, you frantically did stuff, and it didn't really affect the flow as much as it could have. But if I wasn't on this and it was just you, what would you have done?
I would have gotten to a good stopping point, and then I would have said, hey, give me 5 minutes. Well, actually, you know what? I would have said, give me 5 minutes, and I would try to ban his IP and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, if I came up with this other idea that I had on the fly, I could have easily implemented it on the fly, actually. But I don't know. I probably would have been too flustered to do it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Banning the IP usually does the trick, actually. I've had some hecklers in the past. But you ban their IP, they're usually gone.
Yeah.
So. But, okay.
So,
yeah.
So that was our option one. So you banned the IP. That didn't work.
There's no options when you're giving a live presentation. Like,
right.
I was flustered because it got more racial. I was like, okay, this guy's got to go. Like, in the corner of my eye. But I only have certain stopping points during my presentation. And I can't think of solutions and, like, good solutions and talk at the same time.
Yeah.
So
my solution in all of that was I ignored him. I didn't address it at all when I was speaking. I know you did address it because you did say I'm trying to ban. Because it got to the point where people in the comments were like, Steve, ban this guy. Steve, get rid of him. You know, like, it wasn't just, oh, he's, because a lot of times when people are just annoying, no one says anything, but like afterwards we'll get a message or something like that. Like, oh, that guy was a jerk. But it was to the point where people were commenting on this guy.
Right. Yeah. And the fact that he was attacking the people in the live chat is never a good thing.
No. So unfortunately, what happened as a result of all this, as it was going on, was I was watching the numbers, and usually especially at the end or when we have stopping points, we can't even get to all the questions because there's so many of them. And what immediately happened was only the couple people that, and once again, I think this is a personality thing. Like, there were a couple people that were like, I don't care who you are, what you say, I'm getting my information, or I'm going to tell you what I think of you. And then everybody else was just totally silent because they didn't want to be attacked. So instead of having 20 questions like we normally have, we had, I would say, 3 or 4. Like, I was digging for questions. The other problem was I had to dig through all his comments to find questions because
that's the major problem, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was spending time when you were talking, scrolling through, trying to like make little notes of like, okay, search for this name. These are people that are asking questions. But it did one, we lost viewers throughout, you know, because usually we have a drop at the end. Like, and this I think is pretty common when you're doing a webinar. You always get a drop at the sales pitch. People sign off. We had a drop well before the sales pitch, and I'm positive it was because of this guy.
I mean, he was like filling the whole chat window with comments. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't even find the questions. Yeah. So, yeah. I this is the first time I've experienced such a sophisticated troll before.
Yeah.
So I guess you got to give him some props. I mean, he's a professional.
Yeah.
Right?
Yay. So that was our strategy during, and then we answered every question that was legitimate, and then we were done because there wasn't, people just weren't asking questions. We had lost a lot of attendance, and we made an announcement at the end. Oh no, we didn't make it live. So we signed off. You said you were going to, I think you did address it saying like, I'll work on solving this problem. And then we put a message in the live chat saying there would not be any live chat today. So then you and I went into planning mode of, so let's talk about some of the ideas we had of how we, other than my credit card idea, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, why don't you tell people about your credit card idea, which I found was ridiculous. I couldn't tell if you were joking, but now that you're talking about it live here, it sounds like you were serious.
So my first, money talk, Steve, money talks. So my first thought was, of course, this is wrought with problems, but my first thought was make everybody input a credit card to get into the chat. And then, like, with an authorization to bill, and then we refund everybody at the end, except for this guy. So that was my first thought.
Sounds like a great idea, Tony.
Was punish him financially. That was my...
Implement a special payment system the night before.
It wouldn't be the first time we've implemented a special payment system. So don't act like that's so far-fetched. So that was my first idea. My second idea, which was a little bit, I would say, more realistic, was to... So one of the things we do with our webinars is we have people text us to get the PDF notes at the end. So you sign up for SMS, then we get them on the SMS list, and they get the PDF notes. And, of course, we have provisions for people if they live overseas, blah, blah, blah. But my thought was they could just text us their questions, which people do all the time, like text your questions, especially on the radio, things like that, or text us your weather pictures or your traffic stuff. So I thought, well, we could just have people text us the questions and then we would still have them. And the way that we see them is through Gorgeous. So we have a platform that allows, so even though it's going into Steve's account, I can go in there and see things that I have permission to see. So that was my second idea of how, because he could text all day long, but no one else would see them but you and I. And we, you know, aside from just being distracting, like, I mean,
that was a legit solution.
Yeah. I didn't like what he was saying, but at the end of the day, like, there's just really bad people in the world and he's one of them.
The only problem with that solution is it doesn't work well internationally.
Yes.
So someone
from
Europe,
we have a lot of international folks. I mean, I think on the first and second day we had Australia, Nigeria. We had some people in Europe. I think we had a couple Canadians. So yeah, and given that the audience is definitely, there's a decent percentage overseas. I agree with you. That wasn't the best solution, but that was the one that I felt like was the easiest because we were already giving out that text number.
And the other problem with that solution is it actually costs them, if they're overseas, to send a text, and it costs us to respond.
Well, I know, but it would cost him to text you.
That's, well, not necessarily. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, for example, to respond to someone international, it's actually 10 cents per response.
But we would answer it live. So we wouldn't have to respond.
Oh, I see. I get it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know we pay to respond on text, but if they were texting us during the live presentation, then my thought was we answer it live. And so your first objection to anything was one of the benefits of there's a couple benefits to live chat. One, it builds community. People start by the end of the week of the webinar, people are talking to each other. They're cheering each other on. So there's that community aspect, which this guy was destroying anyway. But the second thing was, you know, people are asking questions. And so you're seeing the questions other people ask. So my solution for that was to just repeat the question. And honestly, that's a good tactic anyway with a webinar, because not everybody has the chat window open, or they have the, you know, your face in full screen or something like that. And it's also people like it when you say, well, Emily from Nebraska is asking, like, because you're addressing them. So it's a way to personalize their webinar experience. Like, it feels good. It's like the people on Peloton when they get the shout out, right? It feels good to get the shout out. So there is a benefit to, like, saying, hey, well, John has a question and this is his question. And we repeat it and then we go for the answer.
I actually like to see other people, like when I'm on a webinar, I like to see other people's questions also.
Yeah, me too.
You know, kind of flow through. Here's the ideal solution, which I was thinking about last night, but I didn't have time to implement it, was basically just have a moderation for every single comment. Mm-hmm. Like, you just go through and say, okay, 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 to each one of those.
Yes.
As they come in, right?
Why can't
and then
we do
they
that?
Get displayed. Well, because I got to figure out how to implement it, Tony.
Oh, it's sorry, Steve.
I can't just pull code out of my butt, okay?
Well, you can. You can. Don't lie to me. I mean, that's the problem with you coder people, is you make it so easy most of the time that us non-coder people are like, oh, just code that up, you know?
I mean, so that that's kind of a pain also. So, like, yes. An even better solution would be to say, okay, this person can always post. Like, you whitelist yes. certain people. And then,
yes.
The problem then is you need to have user accounts. Like, people register once again, which is the...
Well, I want... And that was my third thing, is that I wanted everybody to have to register.
Right. Which is the way it used to be. And yeah. I just didn't like that method.
Okay. So in the program, are there out-of-the-box solutions that, like, you can just... Because I know on Facebook, like, in the Facebook groups, you can, like, with one click, turn on a feature where admin approves every post. So, right. Is there an out-of-the-box solution for
so
that?
Like, maybe you're talking about platform? I'm willing to bet that most of the out-of-the-box live chat solutions could not have stopped this guy.
I agree, but they could have. We could have
without registration.
I'm curious, just with the registration, if there's like on Facebook where you literally click a slider and then it requires approval.
Well, Facebook is different because they have it's an account. It's registration, right?
Right.
I'm sure there's solutions out there. In fact, I'm going to look into this. Like, if this is a real, like, I don't, this is what pisses me off about this. This is like stuff that I don't want to be spending brain power on. You know, it adds no value to my business whatsoever. Yeah. It adds no value to anything, really.
It adds a lot of anxiety to my life.
Well, yeah. I mean, from here on out, I'll just have a backup plan. I'll lead with the live chat maybe. And if it becomes a problem, then I'll just, on the fly, switch over to the other solution.
You'll be like, text me, you international. No. Just kidding. Just kidding. We're PG here.
So what are we talking about? Solutions here? Okay.
Yeah. So you want to talk about what we decided to do? Because you had a couple ideas too.
Okay. So the simplest idea, simplest one, since we use YouTube Live, is just to use the built-in YouTube chat.
Okay.
The problem with the YouTube chat is it requires everyone to have a Google account. Of some sort.
Does everybody have a Google account?
No. Not everybody has a Google account.
What is wrong with the world?
Like a Gmail or something like that.
Yes.
Like some people are, especially the people overseas, I would say, or in Europe, a lot of them don't have Gmail accounts. I think I looked at this once. I think it's only like, at least for my list, I think it's only like 60-something percent people have Gmail.
Well, the Gmail that they sign up with. I mean, they're giving you their Hotmail so they don't have to actually get your emails. You know how it is.
That might be true. But if they don't have a Google...
They're giving you the Yahoo and AOLs. Yeah.
Their AOL emails.
Yeah.
No. But yeah. So that... I started out with YouTube chat because that was the least brain power for me.
Yeah.
And then I found that no one was coming on YouTube chat.
Okay. So that you've already tried that solution.
I tried. This is like 10 years ago, though.
Yeah. So that was a roadblock, and that you have to have a Google account to do that, which I know. And the other problem with that, and we actually ran into this with a Google form a couple weeks ago, is they didn't want their Gmail account associated with their business. So it could be that people don't, you know, like they could have a Gmail account, but it's very specific to something. So they don't want to be on a chat with it or something like that. So that's a potential problem with a YouTube chat. What was the next thought?
The next solution, and I didn't tell you about any of these because I was thinking
about
them.
Well, because yeah. when we ended, it was like 7 p.m. my time. So.
Well, I had to go to my daughter's game, volleyball right. game. So I like left out of there and I was thinking about it the entire way. I almost drove like somewhere completely different than I need to drive. Because I was thinking about this while I was driving.
I went and made fettuccine alfredo because that literally solves all problems.
All right. So the second solution was to just do the broadcast on Facebook in addition to YouTube. Okay. And then just use Facebook comments.
Because so more the problem people, there.
Yeah.
Nobody, not everybody has Facebook?
No, that wasn't the problem. The problem with okay. Facebook is it doesn't really, the chat embed, you know how it's kind of wonky, right? We'll yeah. do a live broadcast there, but then it's like a different
yes.
post where the actual broadcast comes, yeah. which would have caused some confusion. I don't know why Facebook yeah. does that. It's very confusing.
Well, is it because we're using a third party?
Perhaps. I don't know. And then what would have been nice about that solution is all the comments would be nicely in there during our broadcast on the right.
Yes.
You know?
That would be nice, and it would be easy to ban somebody, kick them out of the group.
Right, because they need a Facebook account in order yeah. to participate in
and then
chat.
You can actually report them to Facebook, blah, blah, blah.
Right, so the two complications there were, one, it's kind of wonky embedding yeah. the chat on a site, and then two, not everyone likes Facebook.
Yes.
Every time I give one of these, like they're like, hey, I don't use Messenger, or I don't use any right. of this stuff, so sorry. And then the other solution that I had was to pay money. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't consider that solution at all. The other solution.
I didn't consider spending $3 to make my life.
Not $3. Better. It's the mental cost too. You got to install something. Everything like.
Okay, that would have been my first go to would have been like, who do I pay to deal with this? I mean, my first thought was a hitman, but like after that, it was a chat platform.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the chat platforms without registration could solve this problem. Like, this guy was good.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
he knew so what he was doing.
Yeah. So, I do like the registration idea. Okay. So, the next thing was you didn't consider to pay because that's crazy.
Well, I was thinking if I could jigger up what we kind of talked about with my thing, but I didn't have any time.
Yes.
I spent yeah. like 10 minutes looking at the code and I was like, it's not worth my time to do this.
Okay.
So, the solution that we came up with, which
you
is guaranteed
up, but
to work.
Let's be honest. You
that's,
came up with
this. This guaranteed to work. It's just to yeah. use a live chat, like a private live chat where you can ask questions, but you just can't see what other people are posting.
Okay, so how are we doing this?
We are going to use Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
I thought about, like, I have a couple of live chat things that I've used in the past. What's nice about Facebook Messenger now is that whenever someone makes a comment or asks a question, they instantly become a Messenger subscriber.
Which I believe was one of the things you got criticized for by this troll yesterday.
I think is actually kind of brilliant now that I think about yeah. it. Maybe I'll do this going forward because then I can get all their information and I can market to them going forward.
Yes. What if someone is not on Facebook?
You can go on as a guest.
Okay.
Right. I assume you tried that, right?
No, because I don't even know where to do it. You haven't sent me anything.
Well, no, I did. I said, hey, what do you think about this solution? I assumed you tried it when I gave you the solution.
You just told it to me. You
well,
literally
I said, go to this site and see, will this work, you think? And you said, yes, I
hold
think
up,
it'll
hold
work.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. I do not, I don't believe you.
You said, this will work, is what you said. You said that twice, in fact.
Can try it at, you can try it at mywifequitherjob.com. Really? Where am I going to try it?
It's right there on my site, the live chat, on every page. Anyway.
Okay, I'm not seeing it on mobile.
Okay,
it,
so you didn't try it, basically. You just said, this is a great idea without even
understanding. Yeah, because it was like 10:30.
Oh, God. Okay, well, you could have just said, hey, I didn't try it, but...
Oh, I do. I didn't know you wanted me to try it. I thought it was more of a, like, this is what we're doing. Like, I get a say in any of this anyway.
Well, you do. If you say this is not a good solution, then it's not a good solution.
Okay, well...
Anyway, so, well, let's not bicker on live on the podcast here.
Yes.
All right, so... The only hurdle Actually, there's a lot of benefits to the solution.
Yes.
Because you know the live chat that we've been using is kind of wonky on mobile.
Yes, it is.
Right? This Facebook Messenger chat actually works perfectly on mobile.
Okay.
However, the caveat is it takes up your entire screen for the chat, mm-hmm. and you have to know how to close it to get back to the live presentation. So okay. today I'm going to actually have to spend 5 minutes teaching people how to do this.
Okay.
Just so that the chat doesn't just take over the entire window.
Yeah.
The other downside is that you can't see what other people are asking, which is
right,
good in our case, I guess.
Yeah, which we knew was going to be pretty much this thing with any solution.
Right. And then the final benefit for us people over the age of 40 who are farsighted
mm-hmm.
is that each question isn't like compressed in this tiny live chat window where we have to squint to like make out questions.
Yes.
They're all in their own unique thread. And it all gets piped into our support desk, which is gorgeous.
Okay.
And it should, in theory, be easier. Like, you can respond to them in gorgeous, or you
yes.
can just hit me up, tag me, and say, hey, I need you to address this one live.
Okay. We'll probably need to do, like, a five-minute crash course.
We probably should. Yeah.
Since you do 5 minutes for your students and 5 minutes for me.
Right. Since you didn't actually do your homework and actually try this before I spent the whole morning implementing
this. What kind
this.
Of teacher gives homework at 10:30 p.m.? What kind of teacher?
Okay.
So that's our solution. Now, I think it's important to note that if you weren't using a platform like Gorgeous, how would you go about doing this?
Same thing. I mean, Facebook Live Chat, like ManyChat has like this live chat interface. It's not as nice, but it would work.
Okay. So we're using Gorgeous so both you and I can see it. If we could give anybody access to like to respond, like a VA or something like that.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get your kids and Jen on that for tonight.
Yeah. So, I mean, this guy could spam that and we would just ban him and we would never see any of that stuff, which is nice.
So can we ban him on ManyChat then? How does that work?
Oh, all of his messages go into the ether. Like
okay.
it wouldn't be an explicit ban, but we would just ignore all the messages.
Okay. So we'll still have to weed through his stuff.
No, you don't have to actually. You can just have Gorgeous ignore all of his stuff, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems like a reasonable solution.
Yeah, I think it's fine. And the important thing is no one else sees like all the negative
right.
things that he's spouting
yeah.
out. I don't know if this is a good long-term solution. It's just something we had to throw together in one, you
right.
know, in one night. I think in the long run, I think the right thing to do is what we just kind of discussed, where you have to whitelist mm-hmm. people's comments.
Yeah.
And I'll just find a way where, I don't know. Yeah, whitelist people's comments, and if they, you know, start
the
spouting
one thing,
off. Yeah.
The one thing I noticed with this person was, when we say, I think it's a guy, we don't know, was that there was definitely repetitive words. So one of the other solutions we talked about was banning certain words in the chat, as well as like banning links.
Which is part of the software, but that's easy to circumvent.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was another idea we had for that one. So let's real quick wrap it up. What's something you learned from all of this?
What did I learn from all this?
Yeah.
I guess I'm desensitized to Asian hate.
Look, clearly I am not.
I don't know. There's just bad people out there. Like, this is... I'm trying to think how this guy's making any money off it. He just must be some bored guy. Like, I can't see how he possibly benefits from this.
I mean, he dropped a bunch of links in there. So, and I didn't click on any of them. Hopefully no one did.
Right.
So... Who knows what those led to?
I mean, they were YouTube videos.
Some of them. Not all of them were.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. What did you learn from this?
A couple. One, I think we were woefully unprepared for this situation. So in my mind, I was thinking to myself, because I didn't know you could see the chat. Because sometimes when we talk, like when I give office hours presentations, I'm not looking at the chat at all. Like I have no idea what people are saying. Because I need to, like, it's all I can do to manage technology. So part of me was thinking we need to have some sort of, like, code word or something that we say that, like, indicates or a way that, like, this is the way I can contact you if the ship's sinking. And that was something I felt like we have never had in place. We haven't needed it. But I felt like my first instinct was to text your wife and ask if she was home. Because I thought, well, that's a way to get, you know, maybe she can knock on the door or, you know, throw rocks at the window. I don't know. But I was thinking there's no, we don't have any like known back. We have tons of back channel communication, but none of us, we're not looking at them.
I mean, you could have just come on and say, hey, Steve, you need to address this issue real quick.
I could have, but yeah. You and I have a similar philosophy with trolls, is that we just ignore them. And I felt like it might be manageable. We didn't realize like how sophisticated he was. And so at first I thought, well, I don't want to address them, because then right there he stopped the webinar, right? And so I didn't want to give that satisfaction. So I like my first thought was, we need to have something that either like your phone's up, my phone's up, and if we get a text with this word in it, like that means something's going terribly wrong. And like obviously if like this presentation stopped or your slides were broken, I would come on and say, hey, like we've had that happen before. Where it's like, hey, that's not showing up right, or that's not working. But where something like where it's better to do it behind the scenes, we didn't really have anything in place for that. So I think that's something that moving forward, we should probably just have like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to text each other or whatever.
Here's actually a poor man's solution maybe that we can do today. Mm-hmm. I can just embed like this document or thing that everyone can see.
Yeah.
And then you just cut and paste the questions as they come in or something like that. It's kind of manual. But
that's not a bad idea, though.
It's like a poor man's solution until we have the actual solution. If you feel that it's important for people to actually see the questions that other people are asking.
Well, I think this tonight will be a good test. I think so. My biggest takeaway from like how do we move forward from this is if we don't show the chat, the most critical thing, and this is what I see all the time at like sessions, at live sessions and things like that, where someone asks a question and it's not mic'd like at an in-person event. And so the speaker starts answering the question and you have no idea what they asked. So it takes like a good 15 minutes for you to get like context on what's going on.
Right.
So I think for us, like the important thing to remember today and tomorrow, if we don't have any like way for people to see the questions, is we address people by name and repeat the question before we answer it.
The other solution is to actually bring them on live.
Yes, we actually talked about that very briefly yesterday.
To ask the question, because then it actually feels like a real presentation. We're bringing people up from the audience.
Yeah.
And I would love this guy to just come on and just, I don't know, just see what, I'd love to interview this guy, actually.
Oh, good grief.
What, you don't think that'd be a good idea?
You can do whatever you want. I don't want to interview him.
Well, just bring him on and say, hey, I'm just curious. I mean, you're good at what you do.
Yeah.
Props to you.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious, what do you get out of this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Into the mind of a troll, right? I don't know.
Yeah. So, I think the takeaways for people is that one, it's same thing we talked about last week. You cannot take any of this personally. These people are just bad humans.
Yes.
And there's nothing redeeming about what's going on. And in the moment, you got to do the best that you can in the moment. And then, even I think there's nothing wrong if you have to regroup and start over. We didn't have to do that because we were working together. But I think at some point you've just got to do what's best for your audience and what's best for your business. And I think when it gets to the point where the troll is attacking people in your audience, you have to take action like very drastically.
Right. So I'm trying to think of lessons that people can do. I mean, really, there's no way to solve this kind of troll.
Yeah.
Unless you make them register or make them jump through hoops just to be for the privilege of being on there, right?
Credit card. Get that credit card.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess webinar programs do this by giving them a special link to join. And I guess if you ban them, they can't come back.
Yeah.
The fact that we're doing this using YouTube Live is actually another problem. So maybe most people won't have this issue.
I think most people will have this issue. They just might have an easier time solving it if they're using like a out-of-the-box solution.
Right. I'm just actually not a huge fan of a lot of those solutions because I've just heard so many stories of webinars just going down. Whereas YouTube never goes down, hardly.
I agree, and I think that's just a really good example of the pros and cons of creating your own solution versus out of the box. There's a lot of positive and negatives, and you just have to weigh what works for you and solve problems on the fly.
Yeah, I mean, either way, the solution to this problem is registration of some sort, whether it's built in or not. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Now, for more information about this episode, go to profitableaudience.com/podcast, where we list all of the tools and resources mentioned in our show notes.
And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. When you write us a review, it not only makes our day, but it helps keep this podcast up in the ranks so other people can use this information, find the show more easily, and get some awesome business advice.
Leaving a review is by far the best way to support the show. And please tell your friends, because the greatest compliment that you can give us is to provide a referral to someone else, either in person or to share it on the web.
And if you're interested in building your own profitable audience, subscribe to our free 6-day mini course where we walk you through the exact steps needed to find your niche, build a website, grab email subscribers, and monetize your content. You can sign up at profitableaudience.com/free.
Thanks for listening.